You could say it's the end of an era. New York Yankees shortstop Derek Jeter says he'll retire after this season. Jeter posted a long letter on his Facebook account Wednesday saying that 2014 will be his last year of playing professional baseball. The 39-year-old Yankees captain missed much of last season because of injuries. While it was no secret that the team captain was getting close to the end of his brilliant career, his announcement caught many by surprise. The third-team All-Star shortstop led the Yankees to 5 World Series championships. He was the last link to the powerful Yankees teams that won 3 straight crowns from 1998 to 2000. Longtime teammates Mariano Rivera and Andy Pettitte retired after last year. In college basketball, the St. Rose men's team lost 59-54 to host Pace University, and UAlbany fell to UMBC 71-69. Checking the top 25 scoreboard, Tyler Ennis made a 35-footer at the buzzer to help number 1 Syracuse remain unbeaten with a 58-56 win over number 25 Pittsburgh. Number 6 Villanova defeated DePaul 87-62. 14th-ranked Kentucky had a 64-56 victory over Auburn. Number 20 Memphis topped UCF 76-70, and number 24 UConn crushed South Florida 83-40. The game between number 8 Duke and North Carolina was postponed because of a snowstorm that paralyzed many North Carolina roads. In the NBA, Brooklyn defeated Charlotte 105-89, Sacramento beat New York 106-101 in overtime, San Antonio topped Boston 104-92, Toronto 104, Atlanta 83, Dallas slid past Indiana 81-73, Memphis took Orlando 86-81, it was Cleveland over Detroit 93-89, Minnesota slid past Denver 117-90, New Orleans beat Milwaukee 102-98, Houston 113, Washington 112, Utah defeated Philadelphia 105-100, Miami had a 111-110 victory over Golden State, and Portland fell to the Clippers 122-117. Finally, at the Winter Olympics in Sochi Wednesday, the U.S. took the gold and bronze in the women's snowboarding halfpipe competition. Salt Lake City's Caitlin Farrington is the gold medalist, while the bronze was grabbed by teammate Kelly Clark. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.